fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 22nd day of February, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do something that needs to be done a lot more. I think every public meeting should begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. That's what we do here. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, check your food supplies, spices, vitamins, supplements. Check all those things. Make sure you've got what you need. Any empty spaces get filled in. Do that now while you can. Food's going to become a really big deal really quick. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew represents EMP Shield and EMP Shield Devices, the company that makes the highest quality pieces of equipment that can protect your automobile, truck, motorcycle, your home, your generator from the effects of EMP, and in the case of your home and generator, the effects of lightning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, good to have you. Of course, the big news since last week is what's taking place in Texas. And there's some controversy about the federal government cutting off access to power for the Texans that needed power because of alleged greenhouse gas considerations. And also, apparently, people in Texas are going to have dramatically higher electric bills. Have you heard anything about that, sir?
I've heard a little bit for sure. I just so you know, I am back in the United States. I'm very happy to finally be back home. And when I came back, that's the first thing I heard on the news is Texas has been out of the power for quite a while, and kind of dug into it just a little bit. But holy cow, what's going on down there?
Well, there's, I think if I read correctly, 245 counties in the state of Texas. They've never had ever, since they've kept records, a winter advisory emergency for all 245 counties. That's never happened before. The infrastructure down there was simply not built to handle single-digit and colder weather.
Right.
The pipes
right.
weren't buried deep enough. The insulation isn't heavy enough. I wouldn't be surprised. People probably don't have double and triple pane windows. They probably right. have furnaces that really aren't designed to handle extreme cold. And on and on. Apparently, the system that pumps natural gas can handle everybody wanting natural gas at the same time as what happened
right.
these past few days. What a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. And we've all, you probably saw video. I don't know if you saw the videos or not, but I saw videos of insides of people's homes, outside waterfalls cascading off of people's balconies from burst pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Republic Broadcasting, we had some of our engineers were stuck at home because of weather. Others were working 7-8 hour shifts straight with no relief, maybe even eight hour shifts straight with no relief
right.
to keep the lights on at Republic
right.
Broadcasting. I think we're in a recovery
wow.
phase now. I believe there may be 30,000 homes without electricity still, but the burst pipes don't get fixed as quickly as electric gets restored. It does it, Andrew?
No, it doesn't. That's going to take quite a bit of time. It's simply incredible. And it's horrible to hear this. It's horrible, but on a positive note, hopefully this is a wake-up call for a lot of folks who weren't prepared previously. And now in their minds, they can say, holy cow, if this happens and this is the effect for anywhere from 5 days to 10 days, I need to be prepared for a longer duration than that, or even if it was to happen again. For us, and I can attest to this, it's incredible how many phone calls we're getting with folks who are just now realizing that live in areas that were affected, I need a backup generator.
Right.
It's so many people are like, Why did I not think about it? I just never assumed it was going to happen to me is basically what they've been telling us at EMP Shield. And we're like, man, so sorry to hear it. Get yourself backup power and protect your backup power with EMP Shield immediately. You know?
Well, I was a dealer for Generac for a couple of years, and I dropped that dealership. But that's been 8 or 10 years ago that I dropped it. But I have no doubt whatsoever that Generac is going to be backordered for several months into the future. What do you think, sir?
I think just from our recommendations alone, they're probably going to be plus the other tens of thousands. We love Generac. We worked a little bit with them. We don't have anything exclusive, but we do like their products. And I've probably personally recommended at least 30 or 40 people of my team. Probably hundreds upon hundreds of people have recommended to go purchase a nice whole home Generac generator. So I could assume they're probably very happy and also very swamped with the sales that will come from this.
When I was in St. Louis for a year and a half taking care of my dying wife, the lady next door had a Generac generator on a powered by natural gas off the system. And I think it was 11 a.m. one day a month. The generator would kick itself on for 15 minutes just to run for a few minutes to let everybody
right.
know that it was
yep.
working properly and everything was the way it should be.
Right.
So if you're going to go to the trouble of getting a Generac generator, which can be anywhere from a small handheld unit for a few $100 to something that can power the whole house indefinitely, it would be a smart idea to protect that investment with an EMP Shield device, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Their Generac spans from fairly inexpensive all the way up to, a cost, an arm and a leg. But most of them, they're fairly decently priced. And so for the amount, the thousands that you're going to spend for that, why not spend a couple $100 to assure yourself and have that peace of mind and knowing that the Generac's always going to be functional.
It'll be there when you need it.
And that's why all these people... Oh, absolutely. That's why we have these hundreds of phone calls. It's literally people who are buying a generator that are saying, how do we protect it? And we say, hey, it's simple. This is exactly how you do it for a couple $100. So
that's right.
It absolutely makes sense to do it.
Yep. Well, there's nothing like a wake-up call of having one of the largest, most populous states, the state of Texas, being knocked offline. What a wake-up call for the other 49 right. states. Now, I had a friend of mine. He's an electrician and certified heating and air conditioning technician as well. And he tells me that the Texas power grid is, in fact, connected to the national power, the other two power grids. And that proved true this past week when the Texas power grid authorities were requesting power from other power grids. So I don't know if they're connected all the time or if it's something that only comes up during emergencies, but I always thought that the Texas power grid was completely standalone, but apparently it's not the case, is it?
It's not. No, it's not completely autonomous. There is the ability to basically allow them to, push electricity from one to the other.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, because things come up, things happen,
sure.
having some backup would be smart. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been watching what's going on in Texas the past week, you got your heads up, you got your wake up call. As the old saying goes, wake up and smell the coffee.
Right.
Well, the coffee's brewing, and
right.
it's ready to be, it's ready, and people have free will, they have free choice to either heed the warning that we've all observed the past week or ignore it. I respect that. And something as expensive and as your automobile, your pickup truck, your generator deserves the kind of protection that EMP Shield can provide, doesn't it, Andy?
That's correct. I mean, it makes sense to just spend a couple $100 to protect your $5,000 to $10,000 generator, because if you have the generator but it doesn't function, then what's the point in having it,
Or your $75,000 pickup truck. What they're getting for these new trucks is just off the charts crazy. The best discount you can get, and EMP Shield does a lot of advertising and a lot of different discounts, but the best discount you can get is at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you get $50 off. Now, that's for many people, that would be a tank full of gas, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes. The discount that we offer is the new, for a new customer, $50 off is by far the best that we offer anywhere across the internet. And yeah, $50. That's for most people, that's a tank of gas for sure. People that have larger trucks. Absolutely.
Right. When the break comes up, Andrew, I'm going to ask you to disconnect and reconnect because it sounds like you're underwater, quite frankly.
Okay.
So, get the best audio quality. Well, the policies being put in place by this imposter President Biden are going to be reducing the readiness of our military. You and I are both veterans. We understand this very, very thoroughly. And encouraging our enemies to take action that otherwise they might hesitate, correct?
That's correct.
Not a good place to be. Not a good place to be. Now,
no.
I can't change the policies of Joe Biden. I don't have that capability. I do have the capability of taking action that will protect my family from the consequences of Joe Biden's executive orders that he's signing, 10 times more than any previous president, by the way, so far. And he's not
right.
done yet. Hussein Obama used to joke about ruling by edict with his ballpoint pen, but Joe Biden has taken that to a whole new level, hasn't he?
Oh, he has, and let's hope. Unfortunately, it's a very sad event to happen, especially for Texas. But let's hope this is a wake up call for a lot of people, because for those who don't realize, in Texas they're thinking, "Oh my gosh, 10 days. 10 days is nothing compared to what would happen if an EMP were to occur."
No,
we're talking
just
6 months to a year, possibly longer.
It's just a looking the ball of the cookie dough is all that is. Those 10 days,
right?
Compared to
right.
A couple of dozen cookies already baked. It's a mild. As difficult as it was, it's mild compared to what EMP can do. Correct.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
Well, Mike Adams, who lives in Central Texas, he went out to the supermarket, and he's reporting no fresh fruits or vegetable whatsoever, fresh meat nearly gone, and everything else getting very low on supplies. I think that was, I believe, Thursday last week, give or take a day. But that's probably the case in many Texas communities, isn't it, sir?
It is, and I've heard the exact same thing. You know, a lot of the grocery stores are out, or almost out, of a lot of the main items that you normally purchase. Some of the lines are out the door. You know, and maybe if somebody's there that wants to call in and let us know firsthand, that'd be great. I'd love to know, you know, as of today, what's going on, but that's what I've heard as well.
Well, when roads are clear, the trucks will start rolling again, assuming they can get fuel. If it's a long run and they can't get fuel, they're not to get back where they started from. They're not going to go in the first place, are they?
Right. No, they're not.
So that's, if I was running a trucking company, a very dear friend of mine, he owned and ran a trucking company, now owns a winery. But you're not going to put your equipment and your people at risk sending them someplace where they can't get fuel to come back home, will you?
No, absolutely not. Most companies would not do that. And unfortunately, very sadly, that's probably the case for quite a few trucking companies here in the U.S. right now.
Right, right. So they all know each other. The trucking, the people in the trucking industry all know each other. They know all the major truck stops where fuel can be had. And that's what I would be doing if I was in charge of logistics, sending trucks to Texas. I would be checking with our usual suppliers of fuel at these major truck stops. I'd call them up and say, "Hey guys, are you in business? Do you have fuel? Do you have food in the restaurant?
Right.
My men are going to show up tired and hungry. They need a hot shower. They need a good meal. They need fuel. Are you open for business?" And I would do that before I'd put these guys on the road, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, I would. You know, you want to make sure that your folks are going to be able to get back home after the delivery, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, one thing stacks up on top of the other, and the infrastructure is harmed greatly in Texas. There's still about 30,000 families without electricity, last time I heard. Supermarket shelves are getting low, if not bare. And, of course, when electric's out, the gas stations can't pump gasoline and diesel fuel, can they?
They cannot. And a lot of people didn't realize that either. But, you know, power's out, it's going to be pretty tough to get gas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment about what's going on in Texas? We've got a live report about your observations in Texas. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, I like to look at positive things coming out of bad circumstances. And I know during Tet Offensive, the guys I was with who didn't pay heed to stock up on food and ammunition, you damn well better bet that they did after that. Andrew.
Right.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah. Moore was right. Moore's told us to save ammunition and food. Yeah, he was right. That's what we need to do from now on.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a really bad feeling to not have ammunition when you need it, to not have food when you're hungry, not have fuel for your vehicle when you need it. Those kinds of experiences, they stick with you for the rest of your life, don't they?
They do, and this is a good case of don't fall victim of the mindset that, oh, it'll never happen to me. That seems to be the one thing that always catches people when they're not ready for it. It's the, I'm in Texas, it'll never happen to me. It can happen anywhere to anybody, you know, and this is a good wake-up call for pretty much everybody in the U.S. to say, okay, we need to be prepared for if the power is not going to come back on. How do we protect ourselves, our home, our electronics, our generators? Or do we get a generator? You know, and so
here's our break, Andrew. Here's our break. If you can disconnect and reconnect, that may get us some better audio. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll do.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd day of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield devices are the highest quality. This is what the Department of Defense uses to protect their equipment. And you can also, at a very reasonable price. You back with us, Andrew?
I'm back. How's the sound?
Well, you don't sound like you're underwater anymore. You have great audio. We're glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Well, Andrew, your trip overseas, that was business-related, not pleasure. Is that correct?
It was, yes, sir.
And keep maintaining confidentiality, which I know you want to do. Was it merely a matter of letting people know the availability and pricing, or did you have to actually convince anybody?
Oh, no, there was no convincing. I was just over just to shake some hands and say hi and then come right back.
Okay, that's great. That's what I would expect. People convince themselves. They really don't need to be sold on these, do they?
They don't, no. Yeah, pretty much everybody that we deal with is already well aware of what we're doing with the government, what we have in our testing. So it's more a matter of just, saying hi and meeting in person and kind of moving forward from there.
A friend of mine, he was worked for Xerox back in the 60s when Xerox was the first plain paper copier, as opposed to that slimy thermal copy of the paper that they had before that. And his main job was to convince business owners that there really was such a thing as a copy machine that would use plain bond paper, as opposed to that slimy thermofax stuff that they had before that. That was a big burden to overcome, because nobody believed that such a thing could even exist back then in the mid-1960s. And when I first heard about EMP shield devices, I thought, well, really, is this thing real?
Yep.
Finally, after I've been dealing with this since the late 1980s myself personally, is it real? And I checked it out, and I determined to my own satisfaction, yes, this is in fact real. This is not make believe. It is the real deal. Good quality equipment at a good price that I can afford, plus a $50 discount. I didn't need any more convincing after that, Andrew, and I'm so glad that you and your folks are doing this, because potentially you're going to save millions of lives because people's vehicles will run, their homes will work, their generators will run. It's truly a calling to help people get the equipment they need at a good price that will help save their lives. And it has to be very gratifying to be part of that, Andrew, isn't it?
It is. It's incredibly gratifying. And for those who don't know, a lot of people do, but for those who don't, I had the same thought as well. So kind of a brief history of the company is the EMP shield was invented by a gentleman named Tim Carty. He's the founder of the company and the inventor of the device. At the time when it was invented, I was still in the military. I was an officer in the military. And I was approached by a friend of mine who happens to know and work kind of alongside with Tim Carty. And they had mentioned this technology. And this is before we even really decided to build the company, and they invited me to come help them build it. And my first response was the exact same thing. I said, oh, wow, that sounds interesting. Wait a minute. Is that, what? You know, because before EMP shield, the only thing to protect from an EMP was a Faraday cage. And so they brought me along. I actually went to some of the testing, and I said, you know what, guys? You know, I spoke to some of our military liaisons and government liaisons, and I said, holy cow. These guys are on to something. And so I actually had 15 years in the military. Instead of doing 5 more years and retiring, I actually decided to get out to come help start this company. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. It's incredibly gratifying to be able to help protect people from EMP, from lightning, and everything electrical in general. And to be fair, it's the same thing that a lot of people across the United States are still saying to this day. They're like, wait a minute. We think it seems like it's possible. You know, they have the same thought that everybody has. And then eventually they come around and they say, well, wait a minute. Okay. I looked at the testing, you know, they're listed by the National Security Collaboration. I mean, we're publicly listed by the National Security Collaboration Center. We're publicly listed by publicly listed by Homeland Security. And once people realize that, they're like, okay, yeah, they are what they say they are. And then they end up becoming a customer. What a lot of people don't realize is that, like, I think it's 60% of our customers come back and purchase a second or a third time. That's how much they actually like our products. And that's pretty much unheard of in a lot of, you know, different types of companies across even the world, is to have repeat customers like that. And they come back, one, because our products are legit, and you can tell by even when you first get it, you know that it's legit just by looking and feeling and connecting it. You know, you're like, holy cow, okay, this is a pretty hefty, you know, piece of equipment. And then the other thing is by reviews, you know, we've probably saved easily over 100, almost 120 houses now in the last 2 years from lightning. And so just because of that alone, we get so many new customers come in and say, hey, my next door neighbor, you know, our house got hit.
My siblings.
Yeah, the neighbor got hit too.
My adult children.
That's right. Why did my house get damaged?
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if
we All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 22nd day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots there. If you got discretionary time because you're in quarantine, maybe you lost your job, there's lots of things there that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you angry. Yes, all those things at thelibertyman.com. Also, if you have issues with arthritis pain, something that's helped people all over the planet. I ship these all over the planet. Everywhere except the Antarctic is the energy cleaner. Same thing with sleep issues. I'm pretty active around the ranch, up and down ladders, down my knees, doing carpenter work, plumbing work, maybe painting, doing some tile work, mechanic work on my Triumph TR6. And I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up refreshed, pain-free, ready to hit it again with the energy I need because of the energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner at my website at libertyman.com. Getting caught up on back orders this week. I'm getting a 40 units from Tom Berryhill today, I believe. And you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. We're visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. The best way to protect your equipment, your home, your generator, your car, truck, motorcycle, If you don't have internet access and you want to place an order, just write down this number. They'll be open from 9 to 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Here's that number, 620-412-9978. I say again, 620-412-9978. Let them know you heard about this on the John Moore Radio Show and you want the $50 discount. And that's all I need to do, right, Andrew?
That's correct. That's it. And give us a call. We'll be happy to help you with any questions you have. In fact, we love phone calls. We love to meet our customers and get them whatever protection they need.
Well, I've bought five or six of these devices from EMP Shield. I'll probably be getting more as the months pass on. I have one grandchild yet that will start driving in August and needs an EMP Shield device on his dad's pickup truck he's inheriting. That's probably more the norm than not, where people get one and they say, man, this is great. I need to get some for other people, other members of my family. That probably happens a lot, doesn't it, Andrew?
It happens quite a bit, actually more than people would even imagine, because it's kind of the thought process of purchasing. So at first, people purchase for themselves normally, right? They're like, oh, I need to protect my car, my generator, my house. So that's normally the three that we sell to a first-time customer. Then they start thinking, and they're like, well, wait a minute. You know, okay, I should probably – normally the second purchase is almost always vehicles, and it's almost always vehicles for family members. It's good, you know. And like we saw a lot in Christmas time, it was, you know, grandma and grandpa or mom and dad buying two or three vehicle models for their sons and daughters. And it's smart because you want your son or your daughter to be able to get home if they're 2 hours drive away or if they're 20 minutes drive away. And you don't want them to have to walk on foot, potentially through the snow, in a post-EMP environment where it's kind of, you know, a very dangerous scenario, I guess, to say the least. So, yes, sir, that's absolutely correct.
Right, right. Well, I'm having dinner with my sheriff tonight, and I'm going to be printing out some EMP Shield information to take to him and discuss it with him, and hopefully he'll get EMP Shield devices for his patrol cars, and also for the private vehicles of his men. You can't drive the patrol car if you can't get to work, can you?
You can't. And we actually do sell quite a bit for law enforcement agencies, quite a bit. In fact, I can't disclose the name yet, but we're actually working with a very, very high-level Department of Homeland Security gentleman who does a lot with law enforcement and with the security of the borders. So hopefully at a certain point we'll be able to announce who he is and release that information. But,
well, not only law enforcement, but the paramedics, the fire departments, hospitals. What are you going to do if an EMP hits your hospital? You got people on duty. They can't go home. Mm-hmm. The people that come in for the next shift can't get there. What an absolute nightmare that would be.
Oh, it would be. And that's what we encourage people to start thinking about, the effects of an EMP, not just the initial effects, but the secondary and tertiary effects, such as that. Like, okay, you know, because people don't realize, like, how do you get to, even if you were to go to work, which in my opinion, I think most people wouldn't even try to after an EMP, but if they were trying to, they wouldn't be able to, you know, how's the food going to get delivered? How, you know, all of these different things that I encourage people to start thinking about. And this event in Texas and across the nation is a good wake-up call for people to start thinking.
Right. Well, what these sheriff's departments and others need to do, they need to be set up to protect the families of their own people, the firemen, the paramedics, the policemen, and so forth. Because a cop's not going to leave his wife and children unprotected to go to work. No. If the sheriff's department has shelter for the wife and the children, then yes, then the deputy can go to work knowing that his family is going to be safe and secure, won't he?
That's correct. And we actually have a lot of essential organizations and businesses across the U.S. Even in the last 6 months that have began purchasing, the organization, whether it's government or civilian, has purchased vehicle models for all of their employees for that exact purpose. And it's one of those, they're essential. They have to go to work after an event such as EMP. how do they get there? They give us a call, and then we set them up with a, you know, ordering for all of their employees. So it's something for employers to start thinking about. If you have an essential business or a business where you want people to still be able to go to work, you know, give us a call. We'll set you up.
Absolutely. Well, anything involving pharmaceutical products, food, things people need to stay alive, they certainly mm-hmm. should be doing this. And I hope that they'll go through my website so they can get a $50 discount. That'll make the whole thing a bit easier
definitely.
To do and more economically feasible to
That's right.
go through and make the purchase through my website. All you listening out there, all of you live in a community that has police departments, fire departments, paramedics, sheriff's departments. Just go to my website, print out some information, and take it to the chief of police. Take it to the deputy, the sheriff, head of the paramedics, the head of the fire departments, and just have a don't go to a meeting. Just have a private conversation over a cup of coffee mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know, you might want to look into this and might want to check this out. And see what you can do to protect your equipment and to protect your people, this vehicle, so they can come to work, go home from work.
Right.
Don't just talk about EMP, but also be sure and mention the lightning protection, and try to, mm-hmm. if you can, attempt to explain the effects of a coronal mass ejection that would knock out possibly most of the stuff on the planet. It does have that possibility,
right. It absolutely does. Yeah, if we had a large scale, not even a large scale, so I don't know why I keep saying large scale, even just a moderately sized solar flare that hit the Earth dead on could cause, you know, global lights out type scenario. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, that's for sure.
It is. It's a clear and present danger that people need to understand. They need to incorporate it and make it part of who they are to understand this threat and be ready to deal with it.
That's right.
Well, we haven't gotten any, nobody's called in from Texas to give us a live report, but then they may be dealing with something like, well, where can I get a gallon of water for my family to drink?
That's right.
This morning.
Yeah.
Well, it's yep. estimated 10 million Texans don't have access to clean drinking water right now. So that would be a higher mm-hmm. priority than calling into the John Moore radio show, wouldn't it, sir?
You know, and I actually thought about that when we mentioned it earlier. I was like, you know, it might be a little difficult for somebody in Texas right now to call in. But
yeah.
you make a valid point. And a lot of people don't realize this. But when an EMP, if an EMP were to occur, the one of the major things that would end up killing people is the inability to access clean running water. That's one of the number one things. And people don't realize that. They think, oh, I'm not going to have food. It's not so much food. It's actually the water.
Right.
So that's exactly what a lot of people in Texas are experiencing right now as well.
They are. Now, I saw people put snow from Texas in a pot, put it on the stove, and attempt to melt it, and it wouldn't melt. I don't know what's going on there or how to explain. Another guy, from his accent, he was either Ukrainian or Russian, made a mm-hmm. nice-sized snowball and put the flame of a propane torch on it, and all it did was turn black rather than melt. I don't know how that
yeah.
can happen. Do you have any idea yourself, Andy?
I don't, but I've actually heard I've seen on the internet several cases of that as well. You know, I'm one of those people that I always question the validity of what I'm watching, but it does seem a little bit more, you know, based on how many people are submitting videos on YouTube and across the web, there's something weird is going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I did see a couple videos, and I'm
also,
like, you know.
The weather forecast is showing for another polar vortex, is what they're calling it, to head towards the southeast, which would mean the Gulf states and Georgia, Florida, and so forth, hit with a mm-hmm. storm similar to what was hit by Texas coming its way. So if you're in one of those states and you got a heads up, this might be a good time to get a generator, some fuel, extra food,
right.
A water filter. I'm a dealer for water filters by Ready Pure. And get those things now ahead of time rather than wake up one morning and with no water and no way to stay warm. Right, Andy?
That's right. It's kind of like what I say at the end of every show, but there's no better time to prepare than now. That really is coming into play right now for those people who aren't, very sadly. But even if you have to wait a little bit, I'd say put your order in for a generator and for your, you know, for whatever you need now. For EMP Shield, they're ready to go. So if you order today, it'll ship either first thing this morning, by this afternoon, or first thing tomorrow morning. Shipping's still pretty decent. There is some delays, not on our end, but on the shipper's end, whether it's FedEx, USPS, or UPS, depending on how you want to ship it. But there might be a small delay, especially if you're in certain areas. But for most people, we're still able to ship within 2 to 3 business days anywhere in the U.S. So if you're looking to purchase, now is a very good time if you want to be able to protect the generator, your home, your vehicle, or your solar system.
Absolutely. We got a caller in Texas finally. Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys were looking for updates here in Texas. My situation was probably quite a bit different than most because I was actually sort of prepared for this. Being a fan of the concept of EMP scenarios, and I'm also been reading up on the grand solar minimum, so I was expecting a cold weather to hit, but I just didn't know it was going to hit this year. So All right. The biggest problem people had, I think, was keeping their water pipes from freezing, because down here in Texas, it never gets this cold. I have rainwater collection, so for me it was difficult keeping the external tanks from freezing up, so I was just recycling hot water through the tanks to keep them from freezing up. I had an external generator that ran off my propane tank, so whenever power was out, I would turn that on. A lot of people don't have that, so a lot of people have generators, but they didn't hook them up. A number of people have actual generators that are hooked to their houses, but that's expensive too. So, water was a problem. The grocery store down here is called HEB, the big one, and they do a real good job in emergencies. And they had water coming in, pallets of water. There was an interesting story about 2 pallets of water that came in after the store was closed and was sitting out. Side, and people were coming by and grabbing the water, but they were leaving money right there in the pallets, taking the water and just leaving money for the store, which was kind of interesting. Wow. You probably wouldn't see that in Philadelphia or Atlanta.
Right. Well, that's a good update, Dave. We appreciate it.
Any questions that I could answer for you on the situation?
How did your neighbors fare? You have neighbors close by?
Most of them were without power and water. I handed out water to some of them and helped some of them get their power up and running, albeit they waited a little bit longer than they should have. But most people were without power and water.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Well, you think the neighbors will be more diligent from here on forward?
They're saying they will be. We'll see how that turns out. I do have I do have EMP shields on my 2 solar systems, and EMP shield on the house, and one on each car as well. Now, my question is, do I need to put a separate EMP shield actually on my external generator?
So what do you have for a generator, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, it's one that's a dual fuel, propane and gas, and it puts out about 7,000 watts and 9,000 watts on a surge.
Okay.
It's called Champion.
You have the same as me, actually. I have the exact same generator. So here's what you and I would need to do. If we do, for instance, have the same generator, mine still has a pull start. It has an electric start, but also a pull start. Is that the scenario for you as well?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So here's the trick, and a lot of companies aren't going to tell you this, but I will, because I want people to know. If you have a pull start generator, that generator will still function after an EMP if you use the pull start. So you don't need to protect it. But if you want to protect the auto start capability, you're going to want to put a 12-volt model on the battery. So, you know, if you're like me, I have a 12-volt model of mine because I want to be able to just walk outside, flip a switch, and it's going. I put a 12-volt model right there on the battery. That side of the generator will then be protected. But it, for a lot of people who, you know, they're trying to just right now, they're trying to save money, those types of generators with the pull start, because it's all mechanically driven, will still function just fine if you use the pull start on the generator.
Okay, so there's no electronics in there that keeps the frequency stable. It just uses old style transformers and stuff.
That's right. That's right, yeah. So it's just got a mechanical governor. And so basically the speed of the engine and the mechanical governor is what pumps out the 120-240.
And then just ground that to a ground rod that's in the ground.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
There you go, Dave. We got a car on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of February, visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. We got two calls here, Andy. We'll see if we can get them both in. First, we have Jerry in South Dakota. Good morning, Jerry. You're on there, Jerry.
Are you okay? Good morning. I got a curiosity question for you. Some years ago, I heard stories that the Soviet Union planes were equipped with vacuum tubes instead of semiconductors, and this was was this primarily because an EMP doesn't affect them?
Well, as far as I know, a friend of mine is an F-15 engineer, and they had a chance to inspect a MiG jet fighter. Initially, the engineers were making fun of the vacuum tubes until one of the engineers pointed out that very fact. Hey, guys, you may be making fun, but their planes will still be flying when ours are dropping out of the sky like rocks. So that makes the most sense, Jerry, to answer your question.
The Russians may be much better equipped for a breakdown than we are.
They tend to make inexpensive things that work. I've inspected Russian armor firsthand. It impressed me as a high school C-minus shop project. Very, very poor welds and not very good workmanship, but they did run, and they did shoot, and the guns did shoot.
One other question, the answer is probably obvious, but how are these people that are getting into Bitcoin going to trade their coins when the grid is down?
Well, obviously they won't. All that is something that can go away in a moment, in a heartbeat, in normal times, let alone bad times.
You never hear that talked about on the news. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I had.
Thank you much.
News, but it's very true.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Our last caller for a quick comment would be Glenn, Pennsylvania. We're almost out of time, Glenn.
All right, John. I thank God for sustaining my family members in San Antonio. I suspect the boil water thing will be rescinded within a few days as the water circulates through the system. However, a Texas Agriculture Organization, heard this on RBN last night driving home from work. I don't know which organization it is, if it's a state agricultural board or what, is saying that the food chain supply chain has been interrupted, and they're anticipating food shortages and difficulties because of the supply chain interruption. You were talking about the trucks before. That's part of the equation. It's also at the production level. Biden has been talking in recent weeks about decreasing America's food production. Well, isn't it just really convenient that this has happened? You know, I'm not sure why he wants to decrease food production in a world of 7 billion people, but he does. All right, guys,
amazing.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Glenn. Less than 60 seconds here, Andy, to summarize our thoughts for the day and the week, sir.
Yeah, no, I'll end the show like I ended every Monday, and that's, there's no better time to be prepared than now. If you're not prepared, look at what happened in Texas. Make sure you get yourself some backup power, and make sure you get EMP shield protection on your home and your vehicle and your backup power system.
All right, well said. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks. Bye.
Okay, good top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews for Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.